Well, once again with us in the Walk Right In studio is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. A very good evening to you, Frank. I read in the paper recently that the Americans are thinking in terms of building graveyards in the sky. I got around to thinking, are we putting a little more emphasis on death than we are on life?
Yes, I saw this announcement too. They weighed up the value of real estate and felt that multi-storey graveyards were going to be a cheaper thing than single-storey or on-the-ground ones. This, it really is a quite ridiculous sort of situation when we begin to invest more money in actual after-death than pre-death things. We now can, in fact, by judicious application of funds, prolong life and increase the quality of life far, far beyond anything that we ever dreamed possible, even a shorter time ago as 10 years. But somebody has to decide how much we in fact spend on prolonging life and increasing the quality of life, and how much in fact life is worth. Life, of course, has got a value in a variety of ways. It's very important to the individual. It's also too important to his family and friends. Loss of an individual's life will have an impact on those around him. And then, of course, more remotely, the loss of a life has an impact on society as a whole. Now, whilst the individual and his family might say we are prepared to spend unlimited money, or they ought to spend unlimited money, they meaning, of course, society at large, whilst the individual and his family may feel that way, society at large might not, because society at large, through its representatives in Parliament and committees and impersonal bodies, has to allocate scarce resources of money and goods to a variety of tasks. And unless we can identify the individual life that we're concerned with, it may not be so easy to decide how far to go. In the case of the miners' tragedy recently, here we had an example of society swinging in every available resource because we could identify the lives concerned. But it's rather different when we are talking about the elderly, the handicapped, and so on, because they don't present personal individuals who we can identify. What I think we've got to remember is that we all individuals are part of society and part of the decision-making process, and we must contribute to the thinking that must take place in the future on how far we value life and whether life is really more valuable than death.